小朋友可以去主日学 ，kids may go to Sunday school。
I'm so glad to be here this morning。
呢个早上能够喺大家当中，系叫我非常快乐。
This morning I see less and less empty chair in this church。
每一次嚟呢个教会，我都发觉越嚟越少空位啊。
This is a good sign。
嗱，呢个系好嘅意思。
God is going to bless this church and fill it up over brim。
上帝要祝福呢个教会。叫佢人數一路滿日。
And this church is prepared because the second phase is coming up.
我哋教會亦都準備好，因為第二期嘅工作準備開始。
It was a wonderful day yesterday.
昨日咧係一個好感恩嘅時間。
I feel that God gave us a very good sign. Sunshine, beautiful day, the future.Is in God's hand.
睇见太阳、蓝天、白云，我感觉到喺前边系喺上帝嘅手嘅带领底下。
So this is only the introduction.
呢个只系一个开始。
Let me start preaching.
我真系开始要讲道啦。
John 3:16.
约翰福音三章十六节。
God so loved the world that he gave us his only and begotten Son.That whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
This is the heart of the gospel.
呢一个系福音嘅核心。
This is the heart of God.
呢个系上帝嘅心意。
I love this verse because this is also the golden verse.That led me to my own conversion many, 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 many years ago.
我好喜爱呢一段嘅圣经金句，因为呢一句嘅圣经亦都系引致我好多好多年前信主嘅一段经文。
So every Sunday when you come, get hold of God's heart.
每一个主日当你嚟到教会嘅时间，一同崇拜，我希望你找得住上帝嘅心。
Every Sunday when you worship.Let your heart go up to God.
每一次我哋一齐敬拜嘅时间，愿你嘅心提起去到上帝嘅面前。
I understand the theme for preaching during Lent this year in this church is repentance, the key to conversion.
我哋知道教会喺呢段时间大斋期嘅时候，我哋以祷告以悔改真谛作为一个主题。
This morning.In continuing with this theme, my topic is repentance dash gratitude.
呢招咧，我想继续喺呢一个主题里边思想。我今日嘅主题系悔改同埋感谢。
That is the real root of repentance must be our gratitude to God for the new life we have in Him.
悔改必须要带来一个真实的果子，那个结果是什么呢？就是我们对神，因为我们得着新生的感恩感谢。
The opposite of gratitude is ingratitude.
感恩的相反就是忘恩。
Ingratitude to God is the beginning of all sins.
忘恩可以说是重罪的首。
Let us look at Adam and Eve.
让我们记得始祖亚当夏娃。
They were created in the image of God.
他们是上帝的形象所做的。
What a privileged position.
你想想这个是一个多尊贵的一个身份。
They were given the amazing privilege of having a relationship with their creator.
奇妙地他有一个可以跟他们创造的主一个的关系。
They were created to worship God in spirit.And in truth,
佢哋被造为着系要以心灵以诚实敬拜上帝。
And he is sovereign, and he is their creator.
佢系统管万有嘅上帝，佢亦都系佢哋嘅创造主。
Adam and Eve were able to have fellowship with God, to worship him, and to acknowledge him as their sovereign God.
始祖亚当夏娃能够与上帝有一个嘅关系，能够敬拜佢，亦都能够承认佢系佢哋所做嘅，所创造嘅，创造佢哋嘅主。
Because of this perfect relationship, God also entrusted them to take care of His creation and to enjoy it.
因为这个很独特的关系，所以上帝托付他们去照顾管理神所造的世界。
God only has one command to them.
上帝只有一个对他们的命令。
In chapter 2 verse 17,
第二章第十七节创世纪，他说
God said you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat it, you will surely die.
上帝只有一个命令，他说只是分别善恶树的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。
Adam and Eve had everything.
亚当夏娃有所有的东西。
But they were not satisfied.
但是他们的心不满足啊。
You need to read Genesis chapter 3 carefully to see all that underlying inner motive.
当我们读创世纪第三章的时间，我们就会读到这个背后隐藏的所有人的动机。
You will realize Adam and Eve were easily tempted by the serpent.
我们的始祖亚当夏娃被蛇引诱。
Eve saw the forbidden fruit, and it was beautiful to the eyes, tasty to the mouth, and it will give them knowledge like.God.
夏娃睇见呢一个分别善恶嘅果子，佢话系好悦人嘅眼目，又好想咧去食咗佢，所以佢摆落口嘅时间又叫佢哋聪明起嚟，好似上帝咁样。
Because they were not grateful for the blessings they already have.
因为佢哋冇为到上帝所俾佢哋嘅祝福而感恩。
They wanted more.
佢哋想要更多。
They want to be like God.
佢哋想似上帝。
So they fell into the serpent's temptation.
所以他们失落了在魔鬼的引诱底下。
The fall of mankind starts. We start when we are not grateful to God.
当人对上帝忘恩的时候，人就堕落。
When we are grateful for the wonderful relationship with our Creator and our Sovereign God.
我们需要为到我们奇妙的主和我们这个掌管一切的上帝而感恩。
And when we forgot that God has been so good to us.
当我们忘记了上帝对我们是几么好。
When we disregard those wonderful blessings, dissatisfied with all that God thinks this is enough for you.
当我们觉得上帝所给我们的一切和祝福不够。
This is called ingratitude.
这个就是忘恩。
Our ingratitude and dissatisfaction for who we are in God's creation draw us into sin.
这种的忘恩和不满足引我们离开上帝是犯罪。
We are created to worship Him.
我们所做，我们受造是去敬拜上帝。
To serve Him.
去侍奉上帝。
To have wonderful, intimate relationship with Him.
和上帝有一个非常亲密的关系。
In Him, we are blessed with everything.
在上帝的里面，我们得着一切。
But our human heart was not grateful.
但人的心总是不满足，不感恩。
We want more.
我们要更多。
We want more.
我们要更多更多。
And so more, more, more.
更多更多更多。
We want to be even become the Lord of our own life.
我们希望成为自己人生的主宰。
Maybe I even dare to say, many of us want God to serve us.
让我大胆地说，甚至在我们当中有很多人是希望上帝去服侍我们。
So in Luke chapter 17,
来到路加福音的十七章，
10 lepers came to ask Jesus for healing.
记不记得十个长大麻风的人来到耶稣的面前求医治？
Yet at the end only one, a foreigner, a Samaritan, came back to thank Jesus.
但是得医治之后，只有一个，还要是一个撒玛利亚人，来到耶稣的面前去多谢他。
Jesus asked,
耶稣说，
Were there not 10 healed?
得医治的不是十个吗？
Only one was grateful for the healing and came back to give thanks to Jesus.
为什么来到多谢上帝的只有一个呢？
God gave us the greatest gift.
神给我们最大的一份礼物。
The gift of salvation through his sacrifice of his only son.
透过他儿子耶稣基督的舍身得着救恩。
And those who believe in him shall be saved.
一切信他的人就得着拯救。
As Christian, are we truly grateful to God for his sacrifice?
作为基督徒，我们是不是真的对上帝的这个的拯救，这个的牺牲来到感谢他呢？
Are we grateful to Jesus for giving up his life in the most cruel crucifixion so that by his blood we are able to be reconciled to God?
我们是不是为着耶稣基督将自己的身体舍弃钉在十字架之上，他所流的血以致我们能够同上帝和好的这一切去感谢神呢？
Are we living a life in gratitude to God?
我们每天的生活究竟是不是一个感恩的人生呢？
Or do we take it very lightly and carry on with our own life?
还是我们很轻视他，继续在生活里面依然顾我。
We want to be our own master.
我们要做主人。
Many believe a certificate of their baptism or a confirmation certificate is an insurance policy or a graduation for heaven.
很多人以为洗礼的证书或者是坚信礼的一个的证明，就是好像一个验疏保险那样，就是天国的一个毕业证书。
My brothers and sisters in Christ,
弟兄姊妹啊，
Salvation is the most precious gift from God.
上帝的救恩是上帝最珍重的一个的礼物给我们。
We are blessed with this salvation.
我们因为这个的拯救得着祝福。
Are we living our lives in thankfulness to God?
我们在生活里面是不是感谢上帝呢？
Gratitude is a gift from God.
感恩事实上也是上帝一份礼物。
How did Paul live a life in gratitude to God?
保罗怎样活出一个感恩的人生呢？
After his conversion on the road to Damascus, Paul has a new lease in life.
大马士革的经历让保罗信主改变他一个新的生命。
He was no longer the same man.
不再一样了。
He surrendered his life to Jesus and placed Jesus at the center of his life.
他降服在耶稣的面前，也都将他自己的生命摆在耶稣的手里面，耶稣成为他生命中的主宰。
He said in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20,
在加拉太书第二章第二十节，
I no longer live, but Christ live in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
Only by the help of the Holy Spirit is he able to respond by surrendering his life to Jesus.
因为圣灵的帮助，所以他可以回应，将自己的生命献给上帝。
His own conversion is a gift from God.
事实上，保罗的悔改是上帝一份给他的礼物。
By the power of the Holy Spirit, he wants to live a life in gratitude.
因为圣灵的帮助，他愿意活出一个对耶稣感谢的生活。
In Philippians chapter 3, Paul said he no longer depends on the flesh or on his own effort and his own credit.
腓立比書第三章，保羅特別提到話，佢唔再靠佢嘅過去或者係佢嘅肉體嘅成就。
All he wants was to know Jesus more and more.
佢只有一個心願，就係以認識基督越嚟越多。
He wanted to continue to press forward, living in his life in thankfulness.
他盼望的，他一路向着标杆直跑，带着一个感谢的人生在他生命里面。
Jesus was his all in all.
耶稣是他的一切。
Living in his life deeper and deeper into the heart of God.
他的生命越来越深地入到去上帝的那个心意的当中。
God longs for every one of us to copy Paul.
上帝盼望我们每一个人都可以效法保罗的榜样。
He wants us to obey whatever he wants us to be.
上帝盼望我们能够顺服他的呼吁。
In the Bible, we have records of his amazing journey in living a grateful heart, a grateful life with his Lord.And Savior.
圣经里面我们读到的就是保罗一个的人生怎样在个信仰的路途里面去活出他对神对救主耶稣的感恩。
The book of Philippians is a book of joy.
腓立比书是一个喜乐的书卷。
The joy of a grateful man who has surrendered his life to Jesus.
是一个将自己完全降服了给上帝的一个人一个感恩的生命。
This morning, Jesus is saying to all of you,
这个早上耶稣对我们每一个人说，
Surrender your life to me.
在我降服于我，
I will make it richer.
我要令到它更加的丰盛。
I will make it bigger.
我会令到它更加的伟大。
I will make it glorifying to God.
我会令你的生命能够变成一个荣耀神的生命。
Let us look at another person from the Bible.
另一个圣经的人物。
Let us look at King David.
是大卫，大卫王。
David was not perfect.
大卫一点都不完美。
Just like you and me are never perfect.
好像你和我一样，都不完美。
But David knew.That everything comes from God, he owned nothing, and he was grateful.
但是大卫知道一切都是从神而来，他所有的其实是一点都不 完美，但是他感恩。
In Chronicles 29 verse 14, he said, "Everything comes from you, and we have given you all that comes from you."From your hand.
歷代志 歷代志第29章14節，他說一切都是從你而來的，我們將從你而來的獻給你。
We spend our lives wanting more and more.
我們有時生活的時候，時常都是想拿更多更多。
What do I mean when I say more and more?
更多更多，什麼意思呢？
We want more and more money, bigger houses, more recognition, more of the glitters of the world.
我们想有更多的钱，更大的屋，更多的荣誉，更受这个世界的一些美好的事。
We accumulated a lot of material possessions.
我们累积了很多的财富。
However,Are we wanting more and more of God in our life?
但我们有没有想过我们希望得着上帝更多更多呢？
Most of us have more than we need.
事实上，绝大部分的在座当中的我们各人，我们有的已经是远超过我们需要的。
Yet our heart was never satisfied.
但我们的心还未满足。
We are not grateful.
我们没有感恩。
We are still chasing after the treasure of this world.
我哋仲喺世为世上嘅财宝去不断嘅追逐。
And we complain when we don't get what we want.
当我哋得唔到我哋所要嘅，我哋埋怨。
Brothers and sisters, are we chasing after the treasures of heaven?
我哋系咪追逐紧天上嘅财宝咧？
What is in the scripture, what is in God's heart, is are they important to us?
在圣经里面，在上帝的心意的当中的这些事情，对我们是不是着紧的呢？
Now in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3, Praise be to the Lord and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realm,With every spiritual blessing in Christ.
以弗所书第一章第三节特别提到，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
Do you realize how great is our God?
你睇见上帝有几好吗
？How small we are.
对我们来说，我们是几咁渺小。
We need to repent of our ingratitude and turn to gratitude to our living and generous God.
我们实在需要从我们的忘恩当中悔改。我们需要活出一个感谢上帝、感谢那个丰盛的上帝的一个生活。
In this kind of situation, and the spiritual giant.The psalmist have a formula.
在诗篇里面，诗人有一个很独特的秘诀。
And his formula is simple.
他的秘诀很简单。
Search me, O God, is the deep cry of a repentant heart.
一个悔改的心向神求什么呢？求你监察我。
The psalmist knows.By himself, all this cannot come.
詩人知道從佢冇可能能夠產生呢一切事。
He understood the truth about the heart of man.
佢知道人心裏真正嘅意念係點樣。
He also understood through the reading of the scriptures the heart of God.
佢亦都知道透過聖經上帝嘅心意係點樣。
And so he affirmed that the only way to true repentance is deep gratitude to God.
所以他知道真正的悔改是对神有一个深深的感谢。
And this real repentance can only originate and come out from God's search in our human hearts.
这种真的悔改只可以来自上帝监察过的人的心。
When this human heart is open to God, the Holy Spirit can enter and do the deepest work in our life.
当人的心愿意向圣灵开放的时候，神就可以在当中做他要改变人心的工作。
The third person in the Godhead, that is the Holy Spirit,Need to be invited into our life.
三一上帝的圣灵需要我们需要邀请他进入我们的生活。
When the Holy Spirit takes hold of our life, when our hearts are humbly surrendered to God, the Holy Spirit, then He can work in our heart and transform it.
当圣灵真系掌管你嘅人生，当我哋嘅心系真系向上帝降服嘅时间，圣灵就可以喺我哋嘅心里边，喺我哋嘅生命里边做更新变化。
Acts chapter 2 records the exciting story of how the Holy Spirit transformed the early communities in the first and into the first Christian church community.
《使徒行传》第二章特别提到圣灵怎样改变更新这个新的教会的信徒。
This was the story of the first Pentecost.
这个是五旬节的故事。
We all need this personal Pentecost in our life.
我哋每个人都需要自己呢一个圣灵降临五旬节嘅经历。
We need to know God more and more, deeper and deeper.
我哋需要认识上帝越嚟越深，越嚟越深。
We need to be known by God inside out.And outside in.
我们也需要上帝认识自己是内里外面是完全混为一谈的了。
And this is the only way to go.
这个是唯一的方法。
The psalmist submitted himself to God totally.
诗人完全将自己降服在上帝面前。
He prayed to God personally to know his heart.
他向上帝呼求去明白神的心。
He asked God to test his inner motives.
他祈求上帝去测验他内里的心态。
And his final aim is to live God's way without any offenses to God.
他最大的希望就是可以活出一个无罪的，亦都是一个圣洁的生命。
I am 77 this year.
杨大主教77岁。
Say old is not very old.
你话老咧唔系太老啫。
And say young is far from it.
你话年轻咧又真系唔系啦。
I am still continuing to learn to surrender my inner heart to God.
但我每一日仍然学习向上帝喺内心里边去降服。
In my relationship with God, I find out.That God is always faithful.
咁多年嚟，我都发现上帝对我系信实嘅。
And He is an expert in forgiveness.
佢系一个宽恕嘅专家。
He is generous in pouring out blessing.
佢毫不吝啬嘅将自己嘅祝福赐俾人。
What He wants from us is to be in deep gratitude to the new life He gave us.In His Son Jesus Christ,
佢需要嘅系我哋每一个人都对主耶稣基督佢嘅圣子救我哋嘅救主有一个深深嘅感恩。
We need to take the psalmist's secret and continue to pray.
我哋需要学习诗人嘅呢一个祷告。
Our prayer will continue to be in attitude of gratefulness to God.
我们的祷告需要是一个以感恩的心来到上帝的面前的一个态度。
And we say to God,
向上帝说
be, O God,
求你监察我，主啊，求你监察我。
I surrender this life to you.
我将我的生命献上呈献给你。
May God bless you.
愿上帝赐福于你。
May God bless this church.
让上帝赐福我们的教会。
And may God bless the second phase going up fast.
让上帝赐福俾我哋喺葡萄园第二期嘅工作，好快嘅可以完工。
May God bless you all.
愿上帝赐福各人。阿门。